Hello everyone, I'm Chris Lewis and welcome to Barcelona. It's great to see so many familiar faces, such as our old friends, Banjo and Kazooie, who will be coming to Xbox 360 in a brand new adventure from Rare. Now many of you will have been to XO events in the past. Some of you are here for the very first time. I've been privileged to be part of the Xbox team from before we launched the original Xbox. So being here tonight is a unique opportunity for me to reflect on truly how far we've come in realizing our gaming vision for Xbox and games for Windows. At XO1 in Cannes, we gathered the industry together to show off Xbox for the first time in Europe. As the underdog, new kid on the block, we had a bit of work to do to make friends and, of course, to communicate our vision. Fast forward to today, well, we've come a very long way. From convincing partners that this Xbox thing was here for the long haul, we now have every major publisher on the planet making amazing games for Xbox 360, giving consumers incredible choice as to what they play. From talking to retail about the potential Xbox had for inspiring a truly great business, to today, where we've sold millions of Xbox 360 consoles. 1.3 million consoles in Europe, helping us reach 5 million consoles sold worldwide as at the end of June this year. Faster than anyone in history. And globally, we'll sell 10 million Xbox 360s this holiday period. Now that, as I'm sure you'd agree, is a very significant milestone. Xbox 360 is driving the overall console sales in Europe. As at today, based on third-party data from the likes of ChartTrack and GfK, Xbox sales represent nearly 60% of home console revenue in Europe. Now, that's a five-fold increase over the same period last year. We launched the original Xbox in 16 European markets. And today, we're bringing even more gamers in the region into the Xbox community, including South Africa, where Xbox makes its debut this coming weekend, to Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, where Xbox 360 will be available in time for Christmas. Now, we know that great gaming is not all about how many markets that you're in. The key to the success for this business are the games themselves, and that's the reason why we're all here. And great games have always been at the very heart of what the Xbox platform was about. So for the next 60 minutes, you're going to get to hear about Xbox 360 and games for Windows, the next chapter. And let's begin that with Xbox Live. We were passionate early on about the potential for connected gaming. And now Xbox Live is the premier console online service, serving a community of millions and delivering widely admired and often copied features and experiences. Xbox 360 is delighting millions of people all around the world. It's here, it's real, and we've delivered on our mission of making gaming better for gamers. But we're not complacent. We're not complacent about the future. We will continue to push, to challenge, to innovate, and, of course, to entertain. Connected gaming has always been at the heart of Xbox, the early vision of millions of people all over the world playing, talking, and ultimately building a community has been realized. With Xbox 360, we've upped the ante. Video chat, downloadable content, and a very slick interface. Gamers are responding in droves, and the community is growing and growing, with 60% of all Xbox 360 gamers online. Now that's up from 10% with version 1. On Xbox Live Marketplace, you'll find over 1,500 pieces of content with more posted every day. And over 80% of connected consoles are downloading content. Since E3, we've gone from 18 million downloads to more than 57 million. Now, Marketplace has something for everybody, including downloadable game, trailers and demos, giving you the power to experience games before you buy. And I'm pleased to announce that tonight on Xbox Live Marketplace, you can download a trailer for Kane and Lynch from Eidos and IO Interactive, which will make its debut exclusively on Xbox 360 and games for Windows. I'm also pleased to announce another Eidos title, Crossfire, from Pivotal Games, will debut exclusively on Xbox 360 and games for Windows. But what's really exciting about Xbox Live is what's coming. We've opened the door for digitally distributed entertainment, making Xbox 360 uniquely placed for new forms of content delivery. And it's our goal, of course, to keep that service open and accessible. And we brought the full Xbox Live experience to all Xbox 360 owners in Europe with Xbox Live Week. In partnership with Windows Live Spaces, all Xbox 360 owners were able to experience the full gold service free of charge. And we're going to be bringing X06 home to Xbox Live Marketplace, just like E3 and TGS, demos, game trailers, downloadable content, exclusive videos and more, straight to the Xbox 360 community, even this press conference. Now, one of the areas where we've really innovated is Xbox Live Arcade. And there we're just thrilled with the runaway success. We announced last week at Tokyo Game Show that we've surpassed 10 million downloads on Xbox Live Arcade. And at Leipzig a few weeks ago in Germany at the Games Convention, I had the pleasure of announcing that FIFA 07 and Pro Evolution Soccer 6 were both next-gen exclusive to Xbox 360 in Europe. Tonight, I'm pleased to announce that Xbox 360 is the home of football from a few generations ago as well, coming to Xbox Live Arcade, Sensible Soccer from Codemasters. Based on the classic 1994 Amiga title, Sensible World of Soccer, we'll let gamers choose between the original graphics or an updated high-definition look and feel, whilst still, of course, capturing the original's entire world of football. The Xbox 360 Live Arcade Edition will take the ultimate football kickabout online, enabling players to compete head-to-head in matches over Xbox Live. Whether you want your football at the absolute cutting edge or simply want accessible, casual football, Xbox 360 has it. But that's not all. We have another revolutionary title, one that combines thrills, spills, and some rather large guns. Ladies and gentlemen, Doom. Let's take a look at Doom. Thank you. Let's take a look at Doom and some other great Xbox Live Arcade titles. Sensible Soccer will launch next year, and Doom will be available tonight on Xbox Live Arcade for the world to download and to play. Xbox 360 is about a lot of things, not just Xbox Live. And to tell you about those things, please welcome up here on stage Mr. Peter Moore.
Thank you, Chris. and congratulations on the great start you and your team have made here in Europe, leading the charge into the next generation of gaming. We're wrapping up quite a month of extraordinary announcements from all three console manufacturers, with each laying out their vision for interactive entertainment under the new model, pioneered by Xbox 360, where console power is equal parts hardware, software, and services. Tonight here at X06, we're going to cap this month off by adding more than a few exclamation marks of our own, a veritable Barcelona ton. And by the end of this briefing, you'll see how only Xbox 360 fully delivers on the promise of the next generation. A promise that's centered around three essential points. Firstly, your games. Now, despite nervous reactions from the competition, I'm here to reconfirm that Xbox 360 will play your games and movies in spectacular high definition, supporting native resolution up to 1080p. Secondly, your friends. Xbox Live connects you to the world's largest, most vibrant games and entertainment network, with a membership that's doubling in size to 6 million by the middle of next year. And thirdly, your lifestyle. Xbox 360 opens up new worlds of digital entertainment that not only connects you to your favorite movies and music, but expands and evolves your gaming world in entirely new ways. Now, these three essentials add up to an experience that lets you get more out of your games than any other platform. And you can experience it right now. Because now, as I like to say, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. This holiday, our proof is 160 high-definition games worldwide. And the taste is up to you. From the biggest blockbusters to the most popular retro games, there's something for everyone on Xbox 360, of every age, every skill level, and of every budget. So let's get right to it. Voted the best console game and best action game at this year's E3, the palpable anticipation around Gears of War continues to rise. I'd like to invite to the stage the lead designer of Gears of War, Cliffy B., to pick up where he left off during that memorable demo this past May. Cliffy.
Thank you. What's up, guys? My name's Cliff Blazinski. I'm the designer of Gears of War. Now, I'm going to pick up where I left off, as Peter said. At E3, Marcus Fenix and Dominic Santiago escaped from the Locust Horde, getting out of prison. Now we're going to flash forward a little bit, and the two of them are trapped in Embry Square. The Locusts are emerging all around them, and they need to get out alive, of course. Now, it's important to note that for you guys, today is Emergence Day, because you will be able to play the game single player, versus, and co-op, drop in, drop out. It's quite cool. So let's check this out.
Walker! Good. Let's grab some ammo.
That concludes our demonstration. Please join me after the event so we can play some versus multiplayer. I could curb stomp you and chainsaw you over there. Thank you.
Thanks, Cliffy. For a second there, I thought we weren't going to get any chainsaw action, but he came through in the end. That is, without doubt, the best-looking game coming out on any console this year. Gears of War will launch in Europe on November the 17th, just 5 days. That's 5 days, not 5 months, after the U.S. launch on November the 12th. Yep. So if anyone that understands the challenges of a global launch, it's us. It's hard, but in our estimation, it's vitally important. Last year at XO5, we stood on the cusp of the world's first global launch, promising to deliver the next generation of games and entertainment simultaneously to all three major regions of the world. It wasn't perfect, but in the end, it's clear that all of the blood, sweat, and tears were worth it, because our global launch was a reflection of our commitment to treat every market like a main market. When Microsoft makes a commitment, we deliver. And we're continuing to break new ground for our industry. Just this past weekend, I was in New Delhi, where we became the first console to ever launch in India. And as Chris said, our global rollout continues when we launch Xbox 360 in South Africa, which will bring us to 32 countries enjoying Xbox 360. And this after less than a year on the market. And we're making sure we back up our global commitment with the content that matters most for each region. We're working with our partners to bring titles like Yuvraj Singh World Cup Cricket 2007 for India, Trusty Bell for Japan, Madden NFL 07 for the US, and FIFA 07 and Pro Evolution Soccer 6 for Europe. When you add these regional titles to our global lineup, it becomes clear that no matter what you're after, you'll find it on Xbox 360. Now let's take a peek at some of what's coming soon.
You don't see that every day.
As you can see from the montage, we have something for everyone. I'm excited about reaching out to more casual players with engaging, exclusive content that inspires the imagination, like Banjo, Blue Dragon, and this next title, Viva Piñata. Developed by Rare in England, Viva Piñata brings the vibrant new world of Piñata Island to life, where gamers of all ages can play and share experiences with their friends in a safe, managed environment on Xbox Live. With our partners of 4Kids Entertainment, the Viva Piñata animated series is already the number one Saturday morning boys program. After only a few weeks on the air in the U.S. and Canada, over 2 million fans have tuned in to watch the Viva Piñata animated TV series, and it will be coming to Europe next year. Now, is it different? Yep. Is it quirky and unconventional? Probably. Is it unique, addictive, and groundbreaking? Definitely. Let's get a taste.
In the beginning, there was a piñata.
Now, last week at the Tokyo Game Show, fans stood in line for 2.5 hours to sample this next game, Blue Dragon. From the creators of Final Fantasy and Dragon Ball, Hironobu Sakaguchi, Akira Toriyama, and Nobuo Uematsu, Blue Dragon is proof that the masters are still at the top of their game. And I'm pleased to confirm that the world of Blue Dragon will be making its way to Europe in 2007, as well as to North America. Another example of bringing great global content to gamers no matter where they live. Let's take a look.
Hideo!
やつらにとってはまだ戦闘は続いているのよ。ひどい。何が始まるんだ。無限の energy。古代人の思い。全ての力を私が受け継いだ。お前ら虫けらならずに負けるわけがない。
私だってパパとママの敵を打ちたいもん。涙は悲しみを洗い流してくれるものだから、どんどん泣いていいんだよ。 己の未熟を感じた。哀やと思った時、すべての時が止まってな。あいつにひどいことするような奴は俺絶対許さない。あいつが今までどんなに苦しくても頑張ってきたの知ってるから。離してよ。死んじゃうわよ。いい。いいよ。シュー。この世界は私のものだ。<笑>
It's inspiring, imaginative titles like Blue Dragon that will ultimately allow us to break through in Japan. And I can't wait to bring this incredible title to the rest of the world next year. Now, at Microsoft Game Studios, we recognize it's critical to reach out to more players, but it's also critical to create new franchises for our growing fan base. Here at XO6, we're showing other original franchises, including BioWare's Mass Effect, voted this year's best role-playing game at E3. Crackdown from Dave Jones and Scotland's Real Time Worlds. And from Finland's Remedy Entertainment, Alan Wake. Looking further forward, the future is bright. On the horizon is Too Human from Silicon Knights. Peter Molyneux and his team at Lionhead Studios are here to share their vision for Fable 2. And at Bungie, yes, the boys are still busy. Their message for you? Expect to hear something new about Halo 3 by the end of this year. Shifting gears, I'm pleased to announce that the team at Bizarre Creations in the exotic resort city of Liverpool is working on the next installment of the legendary Project Gotham Racing series. For the first time ever, Project Gotham Racing 4. This series sold more than 4 million copies, and it's certainly come a long way from Metropolis Street Racer. Now, through Xbox Live, we're giving our publishing partners the tools and the platform they need to deliver more experiences to more people than ever before. Here tonight, I'd like to share with you the next evolution of what's possible through this service, driven by one of the most popular, most groundbreaking franchises of all time, Grand Theft Auto. As you heard at E3, Grand Theft Auto 4 will be available on Xbox 360 the day and date of its release, October 16th, 2007 in North America, and October 19th, 2007 right here in Europe. Now that'll be a big day on the calendar, right? But not content to stop there, the team at Rockstar has decided to continue the Grand Theft Auto 4 story with two epic episodes releasing within months of the game shipping. These new chapters will be added on top of what will undoubtedly be one of the most enormous games ever. Now, we're not talking about an extra character or a car here. We're talking about hours of entirely new gameplay. Now, I did ask the lads at Rockstar to throw me a bone, anything at all that I could share with you about this game itself. It's probably of little surprise that they told me what I could do with that bone, so we'll just have to wait until they're good and ready to start feeding information to what is a very hungry and expectant outside world. But they did tell me this. Each episode will be exclusive to Xbox 360. Rockstar changed games forever when they released Grand Theft Auto 3 in 2001. And with Grand Theft Auto 4, they'll deliver gamers worldwide the best downloadable content experience ever. And the only place to get the full experience is on the Xbox 360. Switching gears, let's take a look at a game from Ubisoft that was crowned the best action-adventure game at E3 this year. It remains one of the most anticipated titles for 2007, and now you'll see it for the first time right here on Xbox 360. Please welcome to the stage producer Jade Raymond. Hi, Jade.
Hi, Peter. Hi, everyone. I'm Jade, and this is Krista from the dev team. He's going to help me demo Assassin's Creed live for the very first time running on the Xbox 360. Now, not only is this the very first time we're showing the game on the Xbox, it's actually the first time we're doing a live public demo. So you may notice a bit of popping, maybe a couple glitches. It's a work in progress. Stay with us, because what you're really going to notice most of all is brand new gameplay designed for the next gen. You play Altair, a master assassin, and right now we're riding towards the town of Acre. Our target is William de Montferrat, and he's thought to be somewhere near the center of town. Now, for those who don't know, this is a brand new franchise being developed by the Ubisoft Montreal studio, by the core team that brought you Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Okay, let's get off the horse now and backtrack a bit. Let's go down into the alley to the left. What you're going to see now as we turn the corner is one of the main focuses that the team has had, and it's a promise of next-gen games, really. It's crowd. So you're not only going to see hundreds of NPCs in crowded streets like this, but they're all going to react in their own individual way to what you're doing. If you push them around like that, they may not like it. And it may not be a good idea to do that if you're near your target and you don't want to be seen. But let's just get them out of the way. We're kind of in a hurry. I don't want to waste your time. And let's run up to this building. And now we can show you one of our second main focuses, which is freedom. We place the player in complete control of the environment. Just like if you guys are familiar with Le Parcours or free running, basically you can go anywhere. So any architectural detail like you're seeing right now is interactive. Let's turn around though, I hear some people yelling. So while climbing the building is fun and you can do it, it may again not be the best thing to do if you want to approach unseen. So let's look around a little bit. This is the town of Acre. We modeled this based on historical documents from the period of the Third Crusade. And again, everything is interactive. There is no level design path. Actually, if you can back up, we can maybe show them another path. So we really want to give the player an ability to express themselves. And you can see that his stuff there decided to swing under. He could have stepped above. And that's exactly the kind of thing you'll be excited to compare with your friends on Xbox Live through achievements. But now that we've shown the character a little bit, let's get down to our main business, which is finding William. Right now, we're using our intuition to scan the crowd below. We can understand who in the crowd is for or against us, and most importantly right now, it'll help us pinpoint our target. Oh, I think it's that guy over there. Okay, there are multiple ways we could do this. We could blast down full speed, high profile, but what I'd like you to do this time is go slowly. We're going to show off something that we call social stealth. So this is an idea that you're not hidden when you're in shadows or light. You're hidden when you're doing things that are socially acceptable. And some people have noticed you here, but we're going to use these monks. We've done some helping missions to help them out, so they're going to let us blend in. And this way we can approach our target without attracting too much attention. I think now is a good time to branch off. Let's walk up slowly before they realize what's going on. And the key moment of assassination. After this, full chaos breaks out, and now you want to escape as quickly as possible. The crowd becomes dynamic obstacles, and the feeling is very much like American football. You really could get knocked over if you run full force into someone, so we're going to stay to the right here, and let's head towards the exit. Are we being followed? Okay, we're going to show you something else. We can break things dynamically. We have physics. We're going to create a barricade. I thought that was coming towards me. And quick, let's get to the exit. Okay, well, we've been cornered here, and I can show you the fight now. Basically, this is a very realistic fight system. You can't take 100 blows to the head. In fact, you can't even take one. So what you want to do is take a defensive pose and wait for an opening in the enemy, just like Christophe is doing, and use that timing to land your perfect attack. Okay, well, unfortunately, we're dead. And I can't talk about what's on the screen now behind me. But what I do want to say is I hope you enjoyed this demo, and if you did, then we can't wait to show you what we have cooking back at the development studio in Montreal. Thank you, everyone.
You know, I don't recall getting a cheer like that when I walked on stage. Jeez, so predictable. It's great work, incredible work, Jade. Thank you very much. Now we've taken a look at E3's best action-adventure game. Let's look at another Best of Show Award winner. I'm talking about BioShock from 2K and Irrational Games. Few games have generated more interest than BioShock in the past year. And I'm thrilled to announce it'll be exclusive to Xbox 360 and games for Windows this spring. What you're about to see is incredibly groundbreaking. It's a great example of the type of sophisticated and mature storytelling coming to Xbox 360. Like all great psychological thrillers, it's dark, sometimes disturbing, and not what it always seems to be.
A man has a choice. I chose the impossible. I built a city where the artist would not fear the censor, where the great would not be constrained by the small, where the scientist would not be bound by petty morality. I chose to build Rapture. City was betrayed by the weak. So I ask you, my friend, if your life were the prize, would you kill the innocent? Would you sacrifice your humanity? We all make choices, but in the end, our choices make us.
Looks like she's going to be okay, but like I said, nothing's what it seems. Now, if Tokyo Game Show had one big surprise, it was Sakaguchi-san's Lost Odyssey. It didn't take long after the doors opened before Lost Odyssey became the buzz of the floor. And I'm happy to confirm this evening that Lost Odyssey is coming to Europe and to North America. Now I'm about to show you, for the first time ever outside of Japan, this amazing title. What you're about to see is just a glimpse of what Lost Odyssey has to offer. It's a work in progress and still needs to be optimized, but it's too good not to show you now. So sit back, relax, get comfy, prepare yourselves for a truly unique and amazing experience. Let me bring to the stage Miki Yamaguchi, producer at Microsoft Game Studios, to show you the demo. Miki.
Hey, as Peter said, this is Lost Odyssey. This is the first time we're going to show this game outside of Japan, so please enjoy.
Thank you.
Nice job, Mickey. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Peter.
Thank you. I got to apologize. The sound wasn't queued up properly there. Please take the opportunity to play this game when you get a chance over the next day or two. The sound design is fabulous in this game. It's a shame you didn't get to enjoy it from the get-go. Anyway, I thought that was a tremendous effort, and we're looking forward to bringing not only to Japan, but also to Europe and North America soon thereafter. At Xbox 360, we're working with the most creative Japanese teams to bring their great stories to the world. After the critical and commercial success of Dead Rising, Inafune-san and his team at Capcom are working tirelessly on their next big Xbox 360 exclusive, Lost Planet: Extreme Condition. More than 500,000 gamers downloaded and played the E3 demo, available only on Xbox Live Marketplace. And then, when Capcom revealed the multiplayer game at Leipzig, it won the Xbox 360 Game of the Show. Tomorrow, you can play Lost Planet here at X06, multiplayer and single player. With Lost Planet and other blockbusters like Resident Evil 5 on the way for Xbox 360, Capcom continues to prove why they are one of the global powerhouses of our industry. Now, if you move from east to west, one franchise synonymous with Xbox is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell from our good friends at Ubisoft. Let's take a look at a video which includes some never-before-seen footage from the latest in the series and available next month on Xbox 360.
I have a friend in the FBI. He needs someone to go undercover and infiltrate a criminal organization.
If this Fisher is as good as Jamie says, he can help us.
Killing thousands to save millions. No one should have to make these choices.
This mission takes Sam further than he's ever gone. Crossing the boundaries and blurring the lines. Mercenary. Soldier. Spy. Double agent. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent.
The Splinter Cell series never fails to deliver an immersive gaming experience that takes full advantage of the power of our platform and has become one of the top game franchises in our industry. It gives me great pleasure to announce tonight that the next installment of Splinter Cell Double Agent, developed by Ubisoft Montreal, will be exclusive to the Xbox 360 and to games for Windows. Let me say it again. The only way to experience the next Splinter Cell is on Xbox 360 and games for Windows. It's an absolute honor to have Sam Fisher back exclusively on our platforms. Now let's turn our attention to another great Xbox franchise, whose next installment will be the most complete racing simulation ever made, Forza Motorsport 2. When it ships next year, Forza Motorsport 2 will redefine racing games with the absolute best physics, the best physics simulator ever created, amazing graphics that run at 60 frames per second, over 300 cars on disk, and unlimited ways to customize your racing experience. Thank you. Add to that multiplayer on Xbox Live, and this game will be well worth the wait. But you won't have to wait. Join us tomorrow on the show floor and experience an early build for yourself. Now, I spoke earlier about how the Xbox 360 opens up new worlds of digital entertainment. Unlike any other console, Xbox 360 enables you to choose the entertainment experience you want. The choice starts with high-definition games, then extends into countless options to personalize your experience. And when it comes to high-definition movies, our commitment to choice is a clear win for the consumer. When you're ready to enter the next generation of movie playback, Xbox 360 gives you the power to choose the emerging format of choice among home theater enthusiasts and reviewers, and that's HD DVD. As of today, HD DVD has nearly twice as many movies on the market than its rival. And this holiday, more than 150 titles will be available, with blockbusters like Batman Begins, The Bourne Supremacy, and Superman Returns, with many more on the way. Tonight, I'm proud to announce that we're releasing the most affordable HD DVD player on the market for Xbox 360 owners. In mid-November 2006, the Xbox 360 HD DVD player will be available in the UK, France, Germany, and North America, with other markets coming soon next year. It will carry an estimated retail price of €199, £129, and $199. But once you open the box, you'll see that it's an even better value. It comes bundled with the Xbox 360 Universal Media Remote, and for a limited time, a copy of the Universal Pictures blockbuster movie, the HD DVD release of Peter Jackson's King Kong. At this value, our player makes the perfect complement to your gaming experience. And just like your games, Xbox 360 outputs HD DVD movies up to its native 1080p resolution. Now, we know some gamers want to spend their extra money on more games or accessories, so we leave the choice in their hands. We also provide a choice when it comes to gaming platforms. For the last year, we've been hard at work reinvigorating our original gaming platform, and that is, of course, Windows. We brought a level of platform leadership that's been sorely lacking in years past, and we're beginning to see some incredible results for gamers. With Windows Vista, you'll get the most powerful operating system in history, built for the first time with gaming as a top scenario, with DirectX 10, Games Explorer, and more robust family settings. You'll also see the release of some incredible games, including Crysis from EA, Hellgate London from Namco, Lord of the Rings Online from Codemasters, and Conan Hyborian Adventures from Eidos. As well as great titles from Microsoft Game Studios, including Flight Simulator 10, Shadowrun, and Halo 2 for Windows Vista. And as I promised at E3, we're not going to hide these games in the back of the store. We're giving them the presence they deserve with a new retail and packaging campaign that will assure gamers that each title bearing the Games for Windows brand is a better, safer, easier and more fun experience than ever before. This campaign started in North America this fall and will make its way to Europe in full force next year. Now let me assure you, Microsoft is committed to Windows as a powerful gaming platform, and we're leading the way, starting at retail now and continuing through the launch of Windows Vista in January of 2007. So let's take a look at some of the great games you'll see on Windows. Now, probably the most exciting development for the Windows platform will come through our Live Anywhere initiative, announced by Bill Gates at E3. Live Anywhere connects you to your friends wherever you are with fun new ways to play games and share experiences, all from a simple, easy-to-use interface that's consistent across platforms, with one identity and with one friends list. We'll make this vision a reality early next year when we bring together games for Windows and Xbox Live with the release of Shadowrun. Now, the next title supporting our Live Anywhere vision unites a renowned developer with a well-known universe of superheroes. Let's take a look. Today, we're excited to announce a partnership between Microsoft Game Studios, Marvel, and Cryptic Studios, developer of the acclaimed City of Heroes. Together, we will create a truly epic game, Marvel Universe Online. It's a massively multiplayer online exclusive for both the Xbox 360 and games for Windows. Look for more information to come in the very near future. Now, with Xbox Live and Live Anywhere, we're delivering on our vision, where innovation can thrive and grow well into the future. Xbox 360 and Xbox Live provide a canvas that invites creators to reimagine. And it's a place where great minds can share their craft. Tonight, I want to tell you about one such example, a partnership that will ultimately deliver completely new interactive stories to Xbox 360 and Xbox Live, and one that we anticipate will captivate new audiences. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to announce a long-term partnership between Microsoft Game Studios and one of the world's greatest storytellers. Please welcome director, producer, three-time Academy Award winner, and passionate gamer, Mr. Peter Jackson.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Got some fans.
Yeah.
There's some great games coming.
Thank goodness.
Great games coming. I'm looking
forward
to those.
So let's get started with the best news of all. Peter and Microsoft Game Studios have entered into a partnership to create some amazing interactive entertainment experiences on Xbox 360 and Xbox Live. So tell us a little bit more about what it means. In particular, what will your first project be?
Okay. Well, I can tell you in theory because it's the very beginning. It's the culmination of us having talks amongst ourselves for about a year, because I really believe that there's a new form of entertainment that's not a game and it's not a film. It's a filmic game experience. But I wouldn't even call these games in my mind, because I'm not a game designer. I mean, I enjoy games and there are great game designers. It's not me. But what I'm really interested in is the idea of taking ideas and stories that could become films, but maybe they won't be films. They could be steered into the technology that the Microsoft Game Studios people have developed is so awesome that I think that we're right on the threshold of being able to design a new way to tell stories. So with that in mind, and we have to figure out how to do it. So we've had some discussions that we decided that the first title should be something that will allow us to not have to devise an entire new world, but to devise a way to tell the story. So given the fact that we are making a little movie called Halo at the moment, and we're in partnership with the nice guys at Bungie, we decided that the Halo universe is probably the best place for us to start. Now, it's not Halo 3 or 4. It's not the film, but it is based on that amazing world. So.
That's great. Yeah. And there's even more to come after that. As part of this partnership, we'll also be working with Peter on the creation of all new and original interactive entertainment series. Now, are we talking about traditional video games here?
No, we're not. No, we were sort of like 10 years making Lord of the Rings and Kong, and during that time we had so many ideas for films, for stories, and so I'm imagining it's just a way in which, instead of making a film, we make a form of entertainment that you can watch and enjoy with the emotion of a film, but you interact and you play and you sort of partner with the experience.
That's great. Now, another important aspect of this partnership is we're working together to help Peter and Fran Walsh to establish Wingnut Interactive, a studio dedicated to creating world-class interactive entertainment. Now, why are you making this significant commitment to the industry today?
It's interesting. I mean, I think that stories are the important thing, and obviously stories have been around for centuries. Movies have been around for 100 years, and if you think of stories, you've got all sorts of ways in which you can tell that story. It can be a book, a novel, an opera, a film, a miniseries, and I've never really regarded games to be quite the same thing, but I think the technology now is getting to the point that they can blend. And the fun of this is going to be figuring out the way that they blend. But I'm very much, I'm imagining that these are interactive entertainments that are not necessarily for the hardcore game crowd. And in fact, the fact that Fran Walsh and Philippa Boynes are going to be joining us on this journey of interest, because they're not particularly hardcore game players, and so they're going to be helping to create these entertainment forms. We're going to have to think of a name for it. But anyway, I'm sure we've got some time, so yeah.
So you hear it here first. It means we're working with Peter beyond the Halo movie, and it means that Bungie is working on content beyond Halo 3. Thank you, Peter. I just can't wait to see what you have in store for us.
Thank you very much.
Peter Jackson, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is a landmark announcement, as you can imagine, for Microsoft Game Studios, Xbox 360, Xbox Live, and especially for our industry. First, Peter Jackson and Fran Walsh are creating Wingnut Interactive based in New Zealand. Second, Peter and his team will co-develop and co-produce a new Halo series. And third, they will create an all-new series based on original intellectual property. When you put the best platform in the hands of the best storytellers, announcements like these are only the beginning of what is possible. I would like to invite you to explore the possibilities with us tomorrow morning for a discussion starting at 8 a.m. in the Hesperia Tower Auditorium. There, Peter Jackson, BioWare's Dr. Greg Zeschuk, And Lionhead's Peter Molyneux will share ideas on next-generation storytelling. Now I'd like to welcome back to the stage Chris Lewis to help close the show. Chris? Not quite Peter Jackson, but...
No, similar.
Yeah.
So thank you, Peter. It's been an amazing night of announcements. I'm sure everyone would agree. And I think it's very clear that Xbox 360 is leading the world into the next generation right now. So please join us tonight and over the course of tomorrow to play the games. But before we leave, we've got one more story to tell.
I think we do. One last thing before we say goodnight.
Give them war.